It's that time of the show to welcome our program sponsor into the studio for a chat about all things financial planning. His name is Denny Marge from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. We should say, as we always do, that any advice Denny provides today should only be taken as general advice. Denny Marge, how are you, mate, first of all?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Gavin. And yourself?
Very well indeed. We had a chat, Denny, a few weeks ago about this issue of what they're calling the accidentally unadvised. It's where the banks have effectively abandoned their financial planning clients. Give us a bit of a recap on that issue, first of all.
Gavin, when I started Fiducia 10 years ago, it's actually our 10-year anniversary this year, the landscape for financial planning in Cairns, most of the firm's licenses were owned by one of the big four banks or AMP. Fast forward to today, in the wake of the Royal Commission, the Hayne Royal Commission, and various other changes that happened on the regulatory scene, we've seen the banks, the big institutions as a whole, exit. So I think the report you're referring to that we talked about a couple of weeks ago talked about 2 million clients who are accidentally unadvised or orphan clients, which is, it's a huge impact on people, particularly those nearing retirement or in retirement.
And that's why I was keen to get a recap from you, just to find out, has that had any impact locally?
Yes, it has, and it's nothing more evident than in the last couple of weeks I've been advised that the Commonwealth Bank are actively telling their clients, only when they come through the branch doors or contact the bank, that they should be seeking to find another advisor. And the AMP advice office here in town used to be the biggest firm in the region. They haven't got no full-time advisors anymore. They've got a couple of part-time people left. And I believe that business has been sold to an out-of-town interest.
Okay. It's interesting you said there that the CommBank, it's only if you happen to ask.
Yeah, that's right. So I had cause to talk to someone from the Commonwealth Bank recently, and they said, look, they're not employing any more advisors, but they haven't made their advisors redundant either. Mm. The advisors are there merely to take administrative type inquiries, but if they require advice, they're actively telling people that they need to find another advisor.
And so what's your advice then, Denny? To people obviously need to be proactive. If they've been getting their financial planning advice from one of the big four, CommBank obviously being an example, they need to check on that and then find another advisor.
Well, they do. I checked through the Financial Planning Association website. They've got a Find a Planner portal, as do ASIC. But, you know, ask your friends and family, get recommendations from your other professional advisors, be it your accountant, be it your solicitor. They're generally working with other people that they feel they can trust and they do a good job for their clients. So that would be my starting point.
So you're potentially going to get very busy in coming weeks and months.
Well, we are starting to see it, and talking to colleagues in other businesses and other firms, they're seeing the same thing. So it's not, yes, the impact, to go back to your original question, the impact is being felt locally, and unfortunately there will be clients out there. And the other thing about this, Gavin, is some really good people employed in those institutionally aligned businesses who are going to find themselves redundant. And I'd encourage them, give me a call. Well, we're certainly open to expanding and certainly open to considering bringing good people into the firm.
With no doubt years and years of experience, it'd be, yeah, as you said, it'd be very, very sad to lose that expertise to our city. The other quick question I wanted to ask you is, you obviously have clients there at Fiducia across a whole range of circumstances. What's the pulse of the economy the way that you're seeing it at the moment, Denny?
There's still a sense of concern that if things don't open up, the city's in real trouble. And it's not just the city, it's the region. Professional services businesses haven't been hugely affected, and neither have real estate or property businesses for that matter yet. Tourism is really what drives our economy. Rightly or wrongly, that's our main industry. And you know, I was at Port Douglas on the weekend, and the story there's no different to Palm Cove or anywhere else. If you talk to retailers in Macrossan Street, they are really struggling.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. One lady, you know, was almost in tears. She said this will be a ghost town after Christmas. And, you know, tourism is what drives us. We've really got to get, you know, regardless of the colour of your politics or what side of the ledger you sit on, we need to open this region up.
Mm. finally, I guess it does relate a little bit to those orphaned clients, those accidentally unadvised. You'd like to offer a very cool offer for listeners of the King Review. Just run us through what you'd like to present.
Sure, Gavin. So we're expecting that there are going to be more and more people who will go into their local bank like they used to try and talk to their financial planner or indeed AMP. They're going to find that there's not going their planner isn't going to be there. So we'd like to offer a free review of their circumstances. And if they then engage us to be their financial planning firm of choice, we'll offer a 20% discount off any establishment costs that might apply.
That's a massive saving, 20% off should you engage Fiducia. That's absolutely fantastic, Denny Ma. Now, what's the best way for people to contact your team there at Fiducia? What's the number?
If they ring us on 40424000, and to take advantage of this offer, if they can just mention the King Review.
There you go, 40424000. Mention you heard it here on the King Review. Get that free overview, which is valuable, I think, in itself, just to see where you're at. And then take advantage of a 20% discount should you engage Fiducia. Absolutely fantastic. Denny Ma from Fiducia Private Wealth Management, thanks for your time on the show today.
Thanks, Gavin.